Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 5, Real Estate Brokerage. This section of our review will cover the very important rules and responsibilities that govern the activities of real estate brokers in their role as agents. All 50 states, the District of Columbia, and all Canadian provinces license and regulate the activities of agents. The laws may vary, but all are intended to accomplish one main goal: to protect the public. Now recall that real estate brokerage is simply the business of bringing parties together to buy, sell, exchange, or lease real property for others and to charge a fee for those services. The broker-salesperson relationship is defined by the laws of agency and state licensing laws. A salesperson is someone licensed to perform real estate activities on behalf of a licensed broker. The salesperson is an agent of the broker. In turn, the broker is responsible for the activities performed by all salespeople licensed under him or her. Understand that a few states are currently exploring the idea of single licensing. In this relationship, all licensees are brokers. However, the great majority of states still distinguish between a broker and a salesperson in their license laws. Perhaps most important in the broker-salesperson relationship is whether the salesperson is an employee or an independent contractor. It matters a lot because it directly affects the structure of the salesperson's responsibilities and the broker's liability to pay and withhold taxes from the salesperson's earnings. The broker's compensation is normally spelled out in the agreement creating the agency relationship. In order to be entitled to a commission, a broker must be licensed, must have been the procuring cause of the sale, and must have represented one of the parties to the transaction. Remember that the individual who is the procuring cause is the one who actually produced the ready, willing, and able buyer on terms acceptable to the seller. A broker is considered to have earned a commission once an offer is procured from a ready, willing, and able buyer who either meets the terms of the listing or who is accepted by the seller. Although agents are usually paid when the transaction is consummated, a broker may still be entitled to a commission if the obligations under the agency agreement were met, but the transaction failed to close due to a default on the part of the seller. As compensation paid to the broker is always negotiable between the broker and the principal, compensation paid to a salesperson is likewise determined by an agreement between the broker and the salesperson. A salesperson can only be paid by his or her employing broker. It can take the form of a fixed salary or a share of the fee or commission the broker has earned in a transaction originated by a salesperson. Some firms have adopted a 100% commission plan where salespeople pay a service charge to the broker in return for keeping 100% of the commissions they negotiate. Other firms may establish a graduated commission split based on its salespeople surpassing a certain goal. Make sure you understand a transactional brokerage. A transactional broker is a type of non-agent who simply coordinates a real estate transaction between two parties without representing either one. This transactional broker is equally responsible to both parties in a transaction. The real estate industry is subject to federal and state antitrust laws, which under penalty of fines and imprisonment, brokers must avoid activities that restrain trade. These activities include price fixing, group boycotting, allocation of customers or markets, and tie-in agreements. Having re-examined the rules and responsibilities that govern the activities of real estate brokers in their role as agents, you're now ready to review the most common type of agency contract, the listing agreement.